The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. This is your reward. Rutilius Rufus, as we detail in Lives of the Stoics, was incorruptible. And what was his reward for this? He was indicted on trumped-up charges and driven into exile. Marcus Aurelius was good and decent and fair. For this, fate handed him a plague and floods, and then his best friend attempted a coup. And how do modern historians recognize this? Well, Mary Beard recently called him fascist. That's how it goes. Life is not fair. Dr. Catalin Carrico spent years grinding away in academic obscurity. She came to America with $900. Despite her hard work and brilliant theories, she never made more than $60,000 per year. She had to fight to keep her positions on countless occasions. And then suddenly, in 2020, her mRNA research was of paramount importance to the health and welfare of humanity. Her research directly led to the vaccines that have now saved hundreds of millions of lives from debilitating illness, long-term health problems, and death. And the reward for all this quiet struggle and persistence? Well, she was just snubbed for a Nobel Prize. Again, this is how it goes. It's stupid and unjust, but hardly a surprise. Still, her husband told reporters a few months ago that we shouldn't feel too sorry for his wife, because she loved going to work every day. She wasn't motivated by awards or any other kind of tangible reward. She did it because it was the right thing to do, because it was her duty and her purpose. And so it went for Marcus Aurelius and Rutilius Rufus. Decency and a commitment to the common good, these weren't strategies for getting ahead. It was getting ahead. It was the best way to live. For them, it was the only way to live. You cannot work for the external rewards, because they may not come. Or worse, what does come will not be a reward at all. Instead, do your work because it's right, because it's who you are, because the unthinkable is even more unthinkable. Speaking of which, if this podcast upset you at all, don't send me an email. Don't be an idiot. If you're not going to get vaccinated, just keep it yourself. Please be safe. But don't shroud it in any sense of understanding of Stoicism. We are made for each other, the Stoics say. It's about how we're connected to each other. As Marcus Aurelius said, the fruit of this life is good character and acts for the common good. And he also mentions, and I've brought this up many times, during the Antonine Plague, he says there's two kinds of pestilence. There's the one that can take your life, and there's the one that can destroy your character. And if your inclination is to send me an angry email or a bunch of misinformation or disinformation about COVID, well, I hate to break it to you, you have been infected with a different kind of virus. One that probably is harder to get rid of than COVID. I wish you the best. You don't need to be a fan anymore. Everyone else, be safe, be smart. Try to help your family members and friends do the right thing. And be well and be sane. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.